Hello, today is March the 25th, and the title for today's post is But Say the Word, and My Servant Will Be Healed. Today's scripture readings come from the following four passages. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 through 49. The gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 39 through chapter 7 and verse 10. Psalm 68, verses 1 through 18. And Proverbs, chapter 11 and verse 28. I start out with quoting verse 7 from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, which states, What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws of this body of laws I am setting before you today? Moses is telling the people how privileged they are and how they ought to realize it and remember all the laws and decrees that God has given them over the last 40 years. And so, as they prepare to enter the promised land, Moses is giving the people a little refresher. He goes on to reiterate one of the most fundamental laws that they are to observe. That is the one forbidding idolatry. And also, in addition to all molten and graven images, it is just as important that the elements of nature also not become objects of worship. The sun, the moon, the wind, the sea, these are not to be worshipped. These are Moses' very words. Starting in verse 15, Moses says, You saw no form of any kind the day the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. Therefore, watch yourselves very carefully so that you do not become corrupt and make for yourselves an idol, an image of any shape, whether formed like a man or a woman, or like any animal on earth, or any bird that flies in the air, or like any creature that moves along the ground, or any fish in the waters below. And when you look up to the sky and see the sun, the moon, and the stars, all the heavenly array, do not be enticed into bowing down to them and worshiping things the Lord your God has appointed to all the nations under heaven. And if this wasn't clear enough, he says once again in verse 23, He says, Be careful not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God that he made with you. Do not make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything the Lord your God has forbidden. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Moses goes on to say that if, God forbid, the later generations forget these precepts and turn away from the living God, there will be consequences. And yet, he says, God will not forget you completely. He says in verse 31, For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you or forget the covenant with your forefathers, which he confirmed to them by oath. And almost as a final benediction, Moses says to the children of Israel, in verse 39, he says, Acknowledge and take to heart this day that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. Keep his decrees and commands, which I am giving you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and that you may live long in the land the Lord your God gives you for all time. Turning to Luke, we see Jesus' teachings on the wisdom and importance of introspection in looking within ourselves to correct the flaws that may exist therein before we go rushing to help our brother with his flaws. Jesus says, "First, take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." On the difference between a listener of the word and a doer of it, Jesus offers up a parable of the builders. The one who listens and practices what he has heard is the one who builds a foundation far and deep so his house stands firm when the storm comes. The one who listens only and does not put into practice what he has heard is likened to the builder whose house is built on sand and it is knocked down when the storm comes. We also find in this passage an amazing story of faith as witnessed by Luke. There is a centurion, a senior-ranking official in whose house a lowly servant is lying sick. And when Jesus is entreated by some folks to go to the centurion's house to heal the ailing servant, Jesus accedes. But when the centurion sees Jesus approaching his house, he immediately sends word to Jesus saying, he says, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed." Say the word, and my servant will be healed. Jesus marvels at the man's faith and says this. He says, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Our psalm for the day is one in which David is recalling God's might and provision to his ancestors from the time of their exodus out of Egypt through their sojourn in the desert and until they come upon the banks of the Jordan. References made to the land of Bashan that we just read about in our readings in Deuteronomy. How good it is to reflect on the mercies of the Almighty. Finally, the verse from the day, verse of the day from Proverbs, is a good one to bear in mind at all times. Verse 28 states, "Whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf." May God bless the reading and reflection of His word. Amen.